Module 10, the long-term view. In rare cases, you may need to evaluate participant progress beyond 6 months post-training. This module will give you some guidelines for those situations. Patience and an understanding of how long some changes will take provide an excellent base if long-term evaluations are required. Creating a long-term evaluation plan. When creating a long-term evaluation plan, make sure the following points are covered. Delegate long-term evaluation to the appropriate supervisors. Build a system where supervisors are accountable for evaluations. Have an organizational champion to follow up and make sure evaluations are done on time. Check in with the organization to make sure the evaluation strategy is working. If it is not working, change it. Get executive support for your plan. Remember, evaluation does cost time and money, so evaluations past the 6-month mark should only be part of the evaluation plan when absolutely necessary. Methods of evaluation. The following tools are most effective for long-term evaluations: repeated assessments, 360-degree feedback, knowledge retesting, metric tracking, structured observation and interviewing. Long-term evaluations must be built carefully with a focus on measurability, sustainability, and consistency. Documenting lessons learned. At the end of your evaluation period, you should take time to document what went well with your evaluation plan and what you would do differently next time. Then, when building your next evaluation plan, keep this feedback in mind. Questions you ask yourself include: what went well? What could have gone better? What did I learn? What is one thing that I will definitely do again? What is one thing that I will definitely not do again? What changes did I have to make to my plan during its execution? Why were these changes necessary? Case study. Otto felt his head spinning. Time moved too slowly. He could feel himself growing older as the clock ticked in his head like the sound of a beating drum. Otto counted the seconds until he could measure the results of his work. Tom tried to distract Otto. Tom spoke a mile a minute, trying to fill the empty spaces with his words. Otto had already pulled his hair out and would soon hit a brick wall if time didn't fly quickly. Otto paced and stopped, then paced and stopped. Time wouldn't budge. Tom pulled every trick out of his hat and couldn't keep Otto interested. Tom started pacing too. After they nearly burned a hole in the carpet, Otto had an idea. He ran around frantically and made notes on his hand. He needed a timeline to guide him through the process. In less than 10 minutes, he had one.